Padres fans, Padres fans, Padres fans. How's it going? Oh my. How's it going? Wow. Padres fans, unbelievable. So much to discuss from this game. The Padres walk it off. Trent Grisham with an absolute blast. Happy Sunday, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Let's go, everybody. Unbelievable. Listen. So much to discuss. Welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. And let's look at Trent Grisham with the walk-off two-run shot in the 10th. Absolutely crushes a two-run home run. Welcome to the postgame live stream, everybody. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. Listen, this is a mixed emotions kind of win because we will take the victory. We will take it, but man, we still have tons to discuss. Where is everybody tuning in from? Where is everybody tuning in from? Holy cow. Holy cow. I just had so many mixed feelings. Mackenzie Gore was awesome, all right? Mackenzie Gore was freaking awesome. Nabil Chrismet comes in and chokes it away. I'm not mad at him because, you know, Chrismet's been really good this year. But the Padres just find a way to win this. Should have been a sweep, but we will take 2 out of 3 from the UK. Gotta absolutely love it. To Mongolia, Temecula, Hollywood, Horizon Ridge, Nevada. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. How's it going? Wow. We got to talk about Mackenzie Gore, who is absolutely unbelievable. But let's be real, everybody. How are we feeling, man? How are we feeling just today? This just feels like this game. Let's all be real to one another, okay? This is an authentic community. Again, subscribe to the Hogwatch. We are 50 subscribers away, okay? We are 50 subscribers away from giving away a Nabil Chrismet jersey if we hit that by June 10th. But everybody, this game was not fun to watch until the very end of it. This game was just a slugfest. It was a battle. It was not fun to watch, everybody. CB Buckner was absolutely awful, as UK Padre says it himself, checking in from the UK. CB Buckner was awful at the plate today. I mean, horrendous. Guys, smash the like button on this stream. I'm telling you, I'm ready to hit the road. Don't you feel like hitting the road is a lot more fun with this team right now? A lot more fun with this team right now. JD says, no, brought to you by betonline.ag. Oh, this is always brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. And if I were to tell you after the Pirates tied it up 2-2 in the 8th that I would go to BetOnline and bet the Pittsburgh Pirates, I would absolutely not. We do have a UK-ian, I guess. UK in the house. But I cannot wait for the road. Guys, I cannot believe it. Aren't you more excited to be on the road this year so far? I don't want to be that negative Nancy, but let's be real. Aren't we more excited to be on the road so far this year? Again, smash the like button on this stream. Subscribe to the Hogwatch. I can see a Hogwatch How's It Going Everybody t-shirt. What about a Why Not Us? Listen, it's been an ugly, ugly last week for the San Diego Padres. It's been a treacherous, but they took the series. They could have swept them. But they took this series. So let's get a round of every 100 plus of y'all in here. Let's get some Why Not Us's in the chat. It's ugly. We're going to get into Mackenzie Gore's awesome outing. We're going to get into everything. We're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin. Listen, everybody. The Padres win the game 4-2 after the Pirates beat them 4-2 last night. It's a big time, and I mean a big time victory for the San Diego Padres. They moved to 30-17. They have the fourth best record, I believe, in Major League Baseball, if not in the National League. Jurickson Profar went deep for the first time in forever today. Okay, for the first time in forever today, the Padres had 8 hits to the Pirates, 5. But listen, this offense is not good, everybody. All right? This offense is not good right now, but they are just finding ways to win baseball games. The offense is still very, very ugly. I'm telling y'all. So we take a look at the box score again. Welcome to the postgame live stream show, everybody. You know, I feel weird. This is not just like a, woohoo, Trent Grisham won the game. doesn't it feel a little bit different? We have some mixed emotions, but in the meantime, it's a really big victory. Yes, sir, Jason. 131 watching, only 27 likes. Hit it. Yes, sir, Jason. So we take a look at our box score today. Again, actually, before we get into the box score, we got to talk about this guy. Guys, I believe Mackenzie Gore and Joe Musgrove after today have the two best ERAs in the National League. I kid you not when I say that. I believe Joe Musgrove's at a 1.86 ERA. And then Mackenzie Gore right now, I kid you not, Mackenzie Gore has an earned run average. Unfortunate, disgraceful that he didn't get the win today, but he has an ERA of 1.71. This Mackenzie Gore kid, I was saying it before the year started, and people were like, Hog, you're way too premature with all the DeGore stuff. He is special. Mackenzie Gore is special. And people are talking about rookie of the year, right? People are talking about, yeah, he qualifies. He just had two less starts. So people are talking about Mackenzie Gore, rookie of the year. When are we going to talk about Mackenzie Gore being an all-star his rookie season? He is unbelievable. He was hitting his spots. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. Again, we are also live on Twitter. We also have an Apple Podcast form of this show. So we do Apple Podcasts. We do Spotify. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at The Hogwatch. We let you guys know that tomorrow live on stream, we are giving away the Manny Machado bobblehead, okay? We are giving away the Manny Machado bobblehead. So if you guys don't know the rules to that bobblehead giveaway, it is right here. You need to like and retweet this tweet. Follow me on Instagram. Subscribe to The Hogwatch. We'll be announcing the winner. There's 67 entries right now tomorrow on stream. So go ahead. If you want a Manny Machado bobblehead, subscribe to the channel. I'm telling you, everybody, Mackenzie Gore is unbelievable. And when I was people, I was saying DeGore, I saw it in spring training. I just saw it in spring training. And this kid is absolutely special. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. This kid, the slider, the fastball. And what did we see when Gore just got called up? He was hitting spots with his fastball. He couldn't throw off speed for his life. Some games he couldn't hit fastballs for his life. Other games he was actually throwing the off speed ball. But when it's all coming together, you're starting to see Mackenzie Gore throw first pitch slurves like he was in spring training. Mackenzie Gore, all right, Padres fans, 7 innings pitched today, all right? Listen to this. 7 innings pitched today for the San Diego Padres, a career high, just going deeper and deeper, and he did so in only 93 pitches. That's averaging 13 pitches an inning. Talk about efficiency. 2 hits, 9 strikeouts, and 3 walks. This kid is becoming unbelievable in front of our very eyes. We're going to get into the Juan Soto stuff related to Gore, but man, Mackenzie Gore is that man, and he is a legitimate problem, all right? And he's going to be a San Diego Padre for a very, very, and I'll say it again, very long time. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. Would you have ever thought that it was going to be Trent Grisham who did it for the San Diego Padres? So nevertheless, everybody, it was Gore, and it was Contreras for the Pirates going back and forth. It was one of those days for the San Diego Padres, my fellow Friars fans, where I'm like, oh, no. Here we go again. I'm about to explode on stream. The offense is absolutely awful. Hog's about to rage. And here we go, right? So it's 0-0. We keep going. We keep going. We keep going. And then we finally head into the fifth inning. And Jurickson Profar, the Padres 0-0, fifth inning, bottom of the half, 2 outs, runner on third. Profar says, hold on, Hog. Hold on, Hog. I believe in you, and I got your back. Here's what it was. An absolute laser shot.
Protecting against the bunt pit.
Yeah, he needs a ground ball to the umpire at second base, right?
Liner to right, Mitchell going back, and it's going to be over his head and gone.
That thing got out in an absolute hurry. An absolute hurry for Jurickson Profar. Crazy, huh? Absolute craziness that thing got out. Wow. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. My name is Borna AK Hogg. Listen, you would hope that this Padre team just struggles on at home so far until they get some better pieces out. But nevertheless, Profar goes deep for the first time, I believe, in what? Over 6 weeks? I mean, Profar went deep for the first time in over a month, well over a month today. And again, welcome to the postgame show, everybody. I'm your host, Borna AK Hogg. Smash the like button on this stream. We're so close to 4,000 subs. It feels like a weird day to say I'm going to give a Chris Matt jersey because we're going to get into him. We got some Why Not Us tees hopefully coming out very soon. I'm looking forward to that. Now, we move on. We continue. 2-0 Padres. Mackenzie Gore. I'm going to get into his highlights a little bit later in the stream. The dude was absolutely N-A-I-L-S. nails today and has been nails every time he goes out for the San Diego Padres. So Gore continues to shove. He goes seven innings. The slurve looks nuts, guys. He's hitting 98 with his spots. Talk about Ruben Niebla. And here's something that I want. You want to tell you something what I like to see? I'm going to show you guys something. That these are pictures that go a long way, okay? Mackenzie Gore, after the seventh inning, the dude had the best outing of his career. It wasn't even close. And look, immediately goes, talks with Ruben Niebla. They're going over his dominant performance. Shout out James Clark of East Village Times. They're talking about his awesome performance. These are the great ones. He's not celebrating. He's looking at what he did bad. He's looking at what I need to do better for next time. Because Mackenzie Gore was awesome. And for you to say Mackenzie Gore has no command, American Patriot, you're not watching this team this year because he is just getting better and better every single time he hits the mound. His control's getting better. You see his whip going down even more. Mackenzie Gore today, yes, had the three walks, but had nine strikeouts and is slowly just getting better and better for the San Diego Padres. I have no idea what you're talking about. Next thing you know, the eighth inning comes along. The eighth inning comes along, my fellow Hogres, and we start to panic again. Nabil Chrismat, just like last night, Taylor Rogers, who's been absolutely nails this year, had his blown save, his first one. Nabil Chrismat, everybody, has been very, very good this year, if not one of the best relievers in baseball. And you know what? It's just one of those days. It was one of those days where it wasn't good. Hanging a lot of changeups in the zone, a lot of different situations. Padres humor, thank you so much for the dono. I'll get to it in a second. Chrismat, one innings, three hits, two earned runs. Cabrian Hayes, man. This is why the Pirates lock up these guys at such low deals when they're on their ascension. He's going to be really, really good. Oh, man, I cut my lip open. He's going to be really, really good. Next thing you know, Hayes doubled to deep left. Tucapita Marcano scored. Josh Van Meter single to set to left center. Cabrian Hayes scored. It's 2-2. At this point, everybody, I want to ask you, chat. At this point, it was 2-2. Bottom of the eighth. Give me one word to describe how you were feeling. Give me one word just to describe how you were feeling today. Give me one. I don't know. It was just one of those days where I'm like, oh my God, are they going to lose this series? Are the Padres actually going to lose this series? Broken. Worried. Padres humor, thank you so much for the 199 dono says, is Niebla the best coaching staff hire of all time? Right now, Padres humor, again, it's just May, but holy cow. This rotation has been phenomenal. And if it wasn't for them, we'd be probably 2-3 games over 500, if not under 500. We're 30-17. And look how much panic we have with this offense. It goes to show Padres humor how amazing this pitching has been. Padres humor, I'm going to hit you soon. We got to do another collab post coming up, guys. The best Padres Instagram page, Padres humor. Now, what was next? Ha-Sung Kim singled. Eric Hosmer gets doubled off. We go to the ninth. Nothing happens. We go to the 10th. Okay? We go to the 10th, everybody. Luis Garcia is going to the mound. What's your confidence in Luis Garcia when he goes to the mound? I'm honestly curious what your confidence level is in Luis Garcia when he goes into the mound. Tucapita Marcano lays off a really good bunt. And then here we go again. There's a runner on third. Nobody out. One out, excuse me. Garcia gets a big-time strikeout, and I mean an absolutely big-time strikeout. Could anybody find, okay, Padres Twitter, could anybody find me the Jorge Alfaro video? I want to find it. I really want to find the Jorge Alfaro video because it was an unbelievable play. I mean, just an unbelievable play by Jorge Alfaro. A pass ball, a wild pitch, whatever you want to say it. Jorge Alfaro lays out for his life, tags out the runner, and saves the game for the San Diego Padres. I mean, Jorge Alfaro put his freaking butt on the line for the San Diego Padres. I mean, he put his butt on the line for the San Diego Padres. I want to be able to find it. I just can't find it right now. Does anybody know who has the video on Twitter? Unbelievable play. Unbelievable play by Jorge Alfaro. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is, everybody. Take a look at this play by Alfaro. We have runner on third, two outs, and Alfaro absolutely saves the day with another big play in extra innings.
That'll get away. Here he comes, and he is out.
What a play. What a play.
That'll get away. Here he comes, and he is out.
Huge play. And I'm telling y'all, such a lucky bounce on the play. I mean, such a lucky bounce on the play. Tuning in from Modesto, Friar Faithful. Again, welcome to the Hog Watch, everybody. If you don't know my name's Borna, a.k.a. Hog. We give you Padres post-game shows after every single San Diego Padre game. We got you. We're going to give you the Memorial Day special tomorrow. We will also be giving away our Manny Machado bobblehead. We will be announcing the winner. So subscribe for year-round Padres content. It's going to be a big time season. We're 30-17. We haven't gotten to the bottom of the 10th yet. Real quick, Sky, thank you so much for your $10 holla, guys. Shout out Sky, who's me or be in the Padres Discord. If you don't know it, join the Padres Discord. Sky's been a loyal viewer of this channel for a long, long time. Was even kind enough to come with me to the GM meeting. Says if it was the third base coach, Bomel Grish, the decision to not sack Bunt after showing it twice on a 2-0 count was great. Swing away, baby. Pitcher threw a meatball thinking he was going to Bunt. This is a fantastic point. So I guess this is a good transition as well, Sky, to get into the bottom of the 10th. Grisham, the first batter of the inning. Runner on the ghost runner on second, nobody out. It's clear as day that Grisham should bunt, right? So he's going to bunt, which we all agree with at the time. Grisham should bunt. He sees two balls, and this is where Sky's Dono comes in. If it was the third base coach, Bomel Grish, the decision to not sack Bunt after showing it twice on a 2-0 count was great. Swing away. The pitcher threw a meatball thinking he was going to bunt. Unbelievable, right? That's a very, very, very great point, Sky. And thank you so much for your donation. Because everybody, who would have thought, and we're going to get into Top Hog Hogwash right after this, but who would have thought that Grisham was not going to bunt there 2-0? Take a look at some of these pictures too. Grisham knew it was the game, and he was so hype. Look at that. Look at that. These are some pretty hard picks, man. If you guys want some wallpaper, there you go. Because when Grisham's going, man, it's nice. I'm telling you guys. And there it is, everybody. And there it is. Now, the Padres win. They go to 30-17. Sky with the W take. And without further ado, I'll be back in LA Tuesday. We'll be right back in the Hog headquarters, your top hogs and hogwashes of the night. Now, here it is. Your top hog. No doubt about it. It's Mackenzie Gore. This kid was unbelievable. Unbelievable. My baby mama is a dirty LA fan. She me watching you. However, you're the best we have. Keep it up and keep the faith. I appreciate you, Richard. She hates me watching you. I'm dead. I appreciate it. Mackenzie Gore, everybody. No doubt your top hog. If I want to be gracious with the top hog, I'd give it to Grish. I'd give it to others. I'm trying to be tighter and really just give it to one. And today it was Mackenzie Gore. It was absolutely unbelievable. Shoved. 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, 93 pitches, efficient. He is your true top hog of the night because we shouldn't even be in the bottom of the 10th in that situation. Unbelievable. Are the Padres actually 30-17 for the third straight year in a row? Can somebody fact check that for me? Can somebody please fact check that for me? if that's the truth. Please, someone let me know if that's the truth. Now, your hogwash of the night. And of course, I'm already screwing up the tally board again. Nabil Chrismat should be 2-1-1. Correct me. Excuse me, Padres fans. Correction. Nabil Chrismat is your hogwash of the night. But Hog's already messing up the tally board. Nabil Chrismat has his first hogwash award of the year, surprisingly. And he was your hogwash of the night. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it, man. But Chrismat had to have gotten the award today just because he didn't have his best stuff. He got blown up in the eighth inning. But don't worry. Don't worry. Trent Grisham saved the day for Nabil Chrismat, and we were able to avoid that awful, awful debacle in that game. So I'll go ahead and fix it right now, guys. Hog's already fast to it. We already fixed it, okay? But here it is. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Mackenzie Gore is that man. Now, would you guys trade Mackenzie Gore for Juan Soto? We're going to get into that very shortly. But again, for my YouTube audience, that was your top hog, hog wash of the day. That was your post-game recap for Padres Pirates. The Padres go to 30-17. They win the series. Then here we go. We go to St. Louis, raging hot Paul Goldschmidt. Big time series. Smash the like button for my YouTube audience. It's been your boy Hog, and I'm signing out. Peace. All right, everybody. Welcome to the post-game show. Here it is, everybody. Again, Nabil Chrismat, I had to fix it up, but he is now your first hog wash of the year, which is unbelievable. I didn't think Chrismat would ever get this poor, poor award, but it was just one of those days where I had to give it to Chrismat. And I understand that you guys would be like, huh, give it to Grisham. I totally get the top hog going to Grisham, but how could I not give it to Mackenzie Gore today, everybody? How could I not give it to Mackenzie Gore today? The kid was great. The kid was special. Was special. People are saying yes, Gore, if not hogwash. Hell no, in terms of trading Gore. Morshew says yes. Just fact check. This is the third year in a row the Padres have been 30-17. That is craziness. Yo, chat, that is actually craziness. Again, welcome to Post Game Show, everybody. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. We have so much to discuss. We're going to talk to all y'all about this big-time victory. We're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwash Post Game Show. But before then, I got to tweet that. This is the third year in a row. That's insane. The Padres are 30-17. That is insane. Talk about a fact check. Again, guys, if you're new to the channel as well, we have 180 of y'all on the live stream. My name is Borna, a.k.a. Hog. We cover the San Diego Padres after every single San Diego Padre game this year. We're so close to 4,000 subscribers. We're going to give away a Chrismat jersey if we hit it. Follow me on Twitter at The Hogwatch. Let's get to 600 Instagram followers as well. Follow me on Instagram at The Hogwatch. And, you know, we are also on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on TikTok. We are all around the globe. And that, last but not least, the Padres Discord. What a day. We're about to hit 600 members in the Padres Discord. Mods, if you may, please put the link to the San Diego Padres Discord. We got all the memes coming in on the Hogwatch Padres Discord today. A big one. Here's the Trent Grisham home run off Chris Stratton, okay? Exit velo over 100. Launch angle 33. Projected distance 368. No doubt about that one. That's a dinger in all 30 major league ballparks. Trent Grisham with the second home run of the year, man. And we're waiting for the power to come from Trent Grisham. We are waiting. Does this W mask the big issue with the Padres bats, Chicken Joe? How you doing, my man? Listen, should we talk about the offense? I mean, I think we should, right? I think it's time that we talk about this offense. So, Padres fans, describe the offense today from your own words. Describe the offense today in one word. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Really frustrating. But could this just be a situation, chat, where we're just bad on the road? Could this just be a situation where we don't like playing at Petco? Is that potential? I don't know. Because this team looks very different offensively on the road. I really buy into this potentially being a situation, Chicken Joe. Thank you so much for the $2 holla, where this team just maybe prefers to be on the road because, you know, Petco is a huge pitcher's park. It's not like opposing offenses are that good at Petco either. It's just somewhere that we're going to have to win close games at Petco Park. It's better than yesterday. And Matthew, thank you so much for your donation, says, appreciate all your guys' donations. Again, smash the like button on the stream. This is brought to you by betonline.ag. We are going to be giving away the Machado bobblehead tomorrow. Hopefully a Chrismat jersey. You guys got to subscribe to the channel. We'll not trade Gore for anyone. I believe he will be better than Kershaw for the Dodgers. Wow. That's a big – listen, That's a very big statement. I mean, Clayton Kershaw is one of the best pitchers of all time. I think that's a little aggressive, Matthew. I know the excitement. He looks like Kershaw with a lot of his pitches. The slider looks dominant, but I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say he's going to be better than Kershaw. It's a little much, but I hope you're right, and I really appreciate your donation, my man. JD says, I want credit for that tweet hog, LOL. JD, oh, man, are you on Twitter, man? I think you're on Twitter. I'll give you credit next time, my man. That's a great stat. I appreciate you and all your support and your donations to the channel. Appreciate all your donations, everybody. Listen, this offense is very concerning still. It's very concerning. But they were able to do this without Manny Machado. Machado's been banged up a little bit. They were able to rest him for 2 days. And Padres fans, how hyped are you from 1 to 10 for our series in St. Louis tomorrow? How hyped are you from 1 to 10 for our series in St. Louis tomorrow? I cannot believe it. I am so pumped up. ADHD's freaking out saying the Padres are fucked. Listen, this offense has a lot of issues. But remember, we haven't had Manny Machado the last 2 days, and it's been really ugly. Will Myers did not play today. We are road warriors. We are road warriors, and I really buy into that. I really believe in that. And these Cardinals are playing really, really good baseball. Memorial Day. Early baseball game, 11:15. Chat, this is a big one. Should we hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin after this big victory? Let's hear from Mackenzie Gore first. It's a quick one from Gore.
Game, what a great way to end it.
What's working for you today? It seemed like you were able to throw strikes with just about everything you wanted to.
So I thought it was not far, caught a great game, and we did a nice job of getting people out when we needed to, and good day overall.
What does it mean to you to go deeper and deeper each outing?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, just try to get a little better each outing, and it was nice to be able to go 7 today and be pretty efficient, so just keep building off of this.
Bob talked about your calmness. I mean, it just seems like no matter what's going on in the situation, you're able to keep your composure about you. Is that something that you feel like has gotten stronger and stronger as you've gotten more experience up here?
Yeah. And then just kind of going through what I went through just makes it where I'm, you know, much more comfortable now than I was. But yeah, the more I pitch up here, the more comfortable I get. Hey, great.
And by the way, chat, it's just looking so apparent that Gore is getting so much more comfortable at the plate. Again, it's just night and day how comfortable he's getting at the plate. On the mound. It's unbelievable. It's literally unbelievable. Now let's hear from Bo Mel. All right? Let's hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin. Then we have a lot more analysis to do on the postgame. So it's a big one, Padres fans. It's a big one.
I mean, you know, whenever you lose a tough game, you want to respond. And we've basically done it all year to an extent. So it was nice. And you'd like to reward McKenzie with a win, with Mac with a win, but man, you know, we'll take a win any way we can get it.
Speaking of McKenzie, sort of a sneak peek at just how good this young man can be.
Man, he is some kind of good. I mean,
really good.
Been 6 top, 7 this time. You know, less than 100 pitches. Seems like he's even getting more economical earlier in the year. He's going 5. You know, he's 90 pitches or something like that. Now he's throwing strikes. He's getting deeper in games. We're incrementally pushing him a little bit farther. Pitched out of the bullpen one time. I don't know how much more you can ask out of him.
Trent Grisham, the hero tonight. He was going to be the hero yesterday as well. How important is it for him to get some of these moments?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, once we got into a good count, took the bunt off, and you know, got a good pitch to hit, and, you know, he has the ability to do that. Hopefully this is a springboard for him. I mean, I'd love to get him up in the lineup doing what he normally does.
Bob even says it. He would love to get Grisham up in this lineup. He would just love to get him up in this lineup. Hopefully these are catalysts for this offense. You would hope, because we're 30-17 and we have a horrific offense. It goes to show the ceiling of this team. If Grisham can just be better, hit for power, if Cronenworth can get it going, who was awful again today, hopefully these are catalysts. We're listening to Bob Melvin on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show.
A lot of your confidence when you're in a big situation like that, and typically a bunt situation for him. He swings away and hits a homer. A little different feeling, you know, after that at bat to where we were, you know, a little bit later in the game after we lost the lead.
What was your availability for guys today? I saw Machado on the top step. Myers not in the lineup.
Yeah, Myers has some right knee inflammation. He went and had it checked out.
Whoa, Myers has right knee inflammation? Oh, no.
Got here a little bit later. We'll see if he can play tomorrow. Manny will be in the lineup tomorrow.
Great. Manny confirmed in the lineup tomorrow, everybody.
Difficult does it make negotiating an extra inning game, you know, if Christian doesn't come through there with Machado out, without Myers, with your guys scuffling the way they are?
You know what? It really doesn't. You know, we have who we have, and you play with the guys that you have that particular day. It's, you know, the bullpen. We weren't going to use Suarez today. We're going to use Rogers today. You know, we still had, you know, Wilson and Stammen, who we like too. So, you know, regardless, I felt comfortable with the roster that we had today.
But Bob, they talk about the tight margin of error you guys play with sometimes, given the offensive consistency. But then think of those three moments. Profar, it's off the top of the wall. Alfaro, if he doesn't collect that ball perfectly for the play at the plate, Grish hits the foul pole. All three of those things, if any of them are different, maybe there's a different outcome today.
No doubt. And you were hardened as far as the play in these games. You know, we talked about it at the beginning.
Chat. Chat.
We've won most of them. We've lost our share, but we've been able to respond. And I think it just makes you a little bit tougher as the season goes along, knowing that you can win games like this and you can respond after tough games.
You know, Manny and Eric have been there all year, but outside of those two guys in a broader sense of things, how much is this lineup craving just even one more consistent hitter?
Yeah, you know, Pro's been sneaky good. His average doesn't look great, but recently he's been on base. He's gotten big.
Great point about Profar. Profar's been really good lately. Listen, he's not getting on – I mean, he's getting on base a lot better than his average is saying. Profar's been sneaky good. He has been.
Hits. He's made great plays in the outfield. But his at-bats, I don't think his stat line are kind of indicative of what he's meant at the plate for us. Early in the season with power. Later here more with getting on base. You know, he understands what's expected of him on a particular day and in whatever role or spot in the lineup he is. You know, Crony's going to hit at some point in time here. You know, again, we're encouraged. We think better things are coming. But in the meantime, we're toughening our skin a little bit.
You would hope he's right. He keeps saying that you hope Crony's going to hit. I hope.
But he's still only 23 years old. What do you make? You've asked a lot of him this season. Yeah. He went to the bullpen for that one outing. Like, what do you kind of make of the way he's handled it all?
It's just he's pitching with a lot of confidence. He's back to where he was when, you know, the expectations when he signed. You know, early in the year was 5, got him to 6 last time, got him to 7 this time. I told him after the 7th, you'll see some 9s at some point in time if you pitch economical like this. Just a little bit too much to push him to ask him for the 8th. But I don't know that there's a better rookie pitcher in the baseball right now than him.
Would you guys have wanted Gore to go the 8th?
What stands out to you that maybe you didn't know before you got to meet him in spring?
The calmness of how he goes about it. You know, it never really seems – when he comes in the dugout after the inning, for younger players sometimes in tight games, it's you have to get their attention and, you know, kind of, hey, look, you know. But he's really calm in how he's thinking. He when you talk to him in between innings – he's very cognizant of what's going on. He knows what he's trying to do. He absorbs everything. I think more than anything, it's the calmness, the way he goes about his business and the understanding, you know, over the course of the game for a young player.
I may have missed this, but in St. Louis, is it just going to be Nick and then keep Snell and then Darvish?
Yep.
What'd you make of Chris Amat in the 8th?
You know what? It's the first time he's given up any runs. So, you know, he's pitched that inning before. He's pitched in extra innings. He's pitched multiple. We were very comfortable with him right there. You know, he's got a 1-something ERA. You're not going to be perfect over the course of the season. You know, he gives up a couple runs, and his team comes back and responds for him.
There it is, everybody. Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. And wow. This was a big victory, Padres fans. How are we feeling right now, man? I feel pretty damn good right now. Listen, we got St. Louis tomorrow. Going to be a big game.
just Bob Melvin, he's so calm. He's just so calm at the helm. It's just his calmness is a cooling presence, because it just really seems like even if he was really concerned, you wouldn't even really feel it. You know, you wouldn't even really feel that Bob Melvin was concerned. And listen, the Padres are, I believe, 13-10 at home now and 17-7 at the road. Baby, we're headed for the road. We are headed for the road literally right now. We are going to St. Louis, who are just took 2 out of 3 from the Braves, from the Brewers. We take a look at our schedule, Friar Faithful, and here we go. This is a really, really tough 9-game stretch. A really, really tough 10-game stretch. Here it is, everybody. 3 in St. Louis, 4 in Milwaukee, 3 at home against the Mets. By the way, that is also 10 games in 10 days. This is a brutal, and I mean a brutal 10-game stretch coming up for the San Diego Padres. This is really, really tough. So here we go. Here we go. And I don't know. I think the Padres are going to go with, is it Martinez tomorrow for the San Diego Padres, I believe? So here we go. We got Nick Martinez going tomorrow, I think. And the Padres are 30-17. The Cardinals are 26-21. The Padres are favored tomorrow, barely. So go to betonline.ag, take those slips. Blake Snell's going on Tuesday against Adam Wainwright. But man, it's just going to get tougher and tougher. The Cardinals are already playing good baseball. Then it's going to go up to the Brewers. Then it's going to go up to the Mets. And so far, we've been talking about this stretch for the last 2 weeks. We are in the thick of this stretch. What are your thoughts about the Padres so far? Have they been meeting your expectations during this stretch? Honestly, will you be happy if they lose all 10 games? Good one, Paco. Chat, seriously though, 10 game, we are deep into this stretch. What are your thoughts so far? You know, I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy in this stretch. Listen, it hasn't been pretty. It hasn't been pretty. But if you're looking at the win losses, I mean, you'll take it. I mean, sweeping the Giants, taking 2 of 3 in Atlanta, taking 2 of 3 from Philly, losing 2 of 3 in Milwaukee, taking 2 of 3 from the Pirates. Besides that Brewers series, all we're doing is winning series. They should have swept these guys too. They should have. But thank God, honestly, that they didn't. They kind of deserved to lose yesterday. Manny Machado, Bob Melvin just gave up an update with Manny Machado. He will be returning to the lineup tomorrow in St. Louis. Sat the last 2 days with tennis elbow. It's good that we were able to win with them. Precautionary. This offense is still struggling, but Manny Machado will be back tomorrow. From his tone, it looks like Myers won't be. If the Padres go 5-5 in this stretch, will you take it? Absolutely. If the Padres go 5-5 in this stretch and find their record at 35-22 after these 10 games, what do you mean? Of course you would take it. Keep finding ways to win baseball games. The plan was to hang with the Dodgers until Fernando's return. The Padres are doing that. They're 3 back. Listen, the Dodgers are an amazing baseball team. They're 33-14. They're going to win tons of games. But the Padres are 30-17. It hasn't been pretty. The run differential isn't great. But chat, they're finding ways. They're just finding ways. And you have to give credit to teams that are doing that. Listen, it's been ugly. I'm telling you, it's been ugly. But they're finding ways again. Go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. To all my Discord viewers too, we have this feature on Discord that none of you guys, a lot of tell me about or use, but we have a new bot called Tweet Shift in the Discord. So what it is essentially is that you are able to see, okay? You are able to see every Padres beat writer and accounts tweet immediately when they go tweet. Jeff Sanders, whenever all these guys tweet, you're able to get live updates of Padres Twitter. So go ahead and join the Padres Discord. We have the Padres game chat. It was absolutely rocking today. Okay, Trent, Grishy, fire it up. We're firing it up, baby. We're firing it up. If the Padres go 5-5 in their next 10, it's going to be big time. If Myers has to sit several games, I'd rather have Rooker Mazzara than a Zokar Grishin right field for the offensive power. Yeah, so Padres fans want Mazzara to get called up. They want Esteri Ruiz to get called up. It's going to be interesting. Brent Rooker went deep again last night. Listen, we can talk about all these guys. And Dominic, you make a good point. We just have to give them a chance. But I mean, Trace Thompson was hitting 390 in AAA and was hitting 10, 11 home runs in the span of 2 weeks, and he couldn't hit over 100 in San Diego. So it goes to show that, you know, AAA is just a whole different beast in relation to double, in relation to the major leagues. So, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Hog, you should go live during games. Would you guys want me to do live streams, like play-by-plays during games? You know, during some big games, I could be open to doing it. Like when we play the Dodgers next time and Chavez Ravine full play-by-plays during games. Sure. But Padres fans, we're 30-17. We're taking it. And here we go. I'm so pumped for this game in St. Louis tomorrow. I'm so pumped for this game. And I want to ask you, chat, this one more time again. I don't know your thoughts on Mackenzie Gore. Are you guys pro trading him if you can get his Juan Soto? I mean, I don't know what you should do about it. Mackenzie Gore not only looks like the NL Rookie of the Year right now, and again, we're only a quarter through, but Mackenzie Gore also looks like he's an all-star right now. I kid you not. Mackenzie Gore, and it's early, and I know that, and I'm not going to go crazy, but right now, I'll say it again, right now, Mackenzie Gore looks like he is a freaking all-star. It's unbelievable. It's freaking unbelievable. Mackenzie Gore at 1.71 and Joe Musgrove at 1.86 have the two lowest ERAs in the National League. Isn't that insane? It's unbelievable. So it is what it is. It is what it is. Good manager, good pitching coach, hitting coach. Gore was filthy. Keep Gore and trade Reynolds. Trade for Reynolds. You want Gore because if Martinez or Clever snuggle down, then they won't be there. Yeah, I totally feel that. I think Martinez is going tomorrow, right, chat? Is Martinez going tomorrow? And then you're gonna have who? You're gonna have Snell on Tuesday, and then you're probably gonna have Darvish on Wednesday. I think that's how it's gonna go. But I'm telling y'all right now, Mackenzie Gore is the best pitcher in this rotation at the peak of his powers. I'm serious. Not yet, but Mackenzie Gore will be the best pitcher in this rotation at the peak of his powers. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Mackenzie Gore is the best pitcher in this rotation in the next 3 months. He is that good. Like, he is that good. The Padres have the best road record in Major League Baseball. Those are things you have to take into account. They are 17-7. Okay? Mackenzie Gore is this good. Again, everybody, I'm giving away this guy tomorrow. I'll be back at the Hog headquarters on Tuesday. We'll have the way better quality live streams, but I know y'all want one of these. So subscribe to the channel. Follow me on Instagram. Retweet that tweet. I'm going to ship it in a box. It's one of y'all. So I'm very happy to do all these giveaways and whatnot. Grish needed that bad. He fornicates. I'm telling you. Hans, welcome to the channel, man. It seems like you're new to the channel. I hope you subscribe. Join the Hog Watch. Trent Grisham is just, he needed that so flipping badly. Oh my God. Thank the beautiful Jesus that it was Trent Grisham, right? Doesn't it make you at least happy that it was Trent Grisham who found a way? Thank gosh it was Grisham. Everybody, do you guys also like listening to podcasts on a podcast format? Because by the way, we are on Anchor, which is powered by Spotify, which also is on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. We have the show. We have the Hog Watch. We have the post game shows. So here it is, everybody. We have everything on Anchor. So go ahead and join it on the Hog Watch. We are also on Apple Podcasts. So guys, subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to my podcast form so you know when Hogster has his podcast. I usually upload the podcast after every single game. So go ahead and check it out. All right. Go ahead and check it out, everybody. Now, it feels good. That's really it for me. I mean, do you guys have any other questions from today? Grisham has been horrible, but in clutch situations, he's been decent. I just want more power from him. You know, I just want more power from Grisham. Okay, we need to talk about this. I ask it every time on stream. Send down Lake Loneworth. Oh, it's tough, Greasy. It's tough, but you know, I know what you're saying. 1 to 10, chat. Come on. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Why not us? Hey, chat, let's hear it. 1 to 10. How are we feeling? So look, somebody in my Discord posted something about Cronenworth's batting stances, and I tweeted about it. So take a look at this. If you look at Cronenworth's 2022 on his left and 2021 on his right, you can notice that, you know, his bat angle is completely different, but his hands are lagging so far behind his hips, which is why he's having these weak flyouts to center field. So take a look at this. Maybe this is interesting that we can see kind of what's going on with Cronenworth. But yeah, this is his batting stance, 2022 on the left, 2021 on the right. It's a very different stance. His bat angle is different. It's almost more vertical. It's more vertical last year. His batting stance is more vertical last year. This year, it's more horizontal plane, which is taking his swing a little bit longer. And it's also his hips. He's torquing them a ton. So I don't know. You see it's his hips too, right? It's obvious because his swing's just longer. It looks like his swing is a bit longer for me. And I think the hips are causing that. And another thing is he's going down in the count all the time. But listen, you would hope that Berdar knows this stuff over us. You would hope, right? You would hope that he's receiving the right treatment, the right advice. But even Bob Melvin knows, even Bob Melvin thinks that he's going to turn it around. Exactly. His swing is too long. His hips are turning on everything with hands lagging behind. That's textbook. You need to have timing with your hands and hips like that. And it's tough. But look at this. Look at this picture, guys. Look at the bat angle. Look at the bat angle here. Okay? This is very important. 2021, last year's on the right, 2022's on the left. It's more vertical, his bat. His bat is more vertical, and his elbows are more bent on the left. They're less bent on the right, and the bat is straighter on the right, which was last year. So he's not timing up the balls, and his hips and hands are off sync. Listen, I don't know what it is. You would hope that he's able to figure it out soon. But again, we're 30-17, and these are all dimensions of the Padres' offense that have been really bad. I mean, Cronenworth's been really bad this year. Grisham's been really bad this year. Now, I do want to give credit to Jurickson Profar, because Profar's been, I think, actually really good this year. He had that really bad funk. But guys, right now, Jurickson Profar, he's getting on base at an unbelievable clip. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sky. I think it was you who said this. Isn't Profar top 10 in the entire major leagues in walks? Another two-hit day for Profar. He's hitting .222 on the year, which for our offense and for how Major League Baseball is this year, is pretty darn fine. We will take it if he's hitting .222. He's on pace to hit over 20 home runs. He has 6 already on the year. I think Profar's been decently good for the San Diego Padres, and he's getting on base a lot. You know, he didn't have a walk today, but he had 2 hits today, and it feels like when he doesn't have a hit, he has 2 walks. So, you know, it's not just the average that we're going to look at for Profar. Profar's number 6th in Major League Baseball in walks. That's unbelievable. Profar is number 6 in all of baseball. In walks. Jurickson Profar is number 6 in all of baseball in walks. There it is. So, there you go. That's huge. He's huge in this lineup. Again, everybody, subscribe to the Hog Watch, okay? We are giving away a Manny Machado bobblehead jersey. I cannot wait. I mean, excuse me, a Manny Machado bobblehead jersey. No, we are giving away a Manny Machado bobblehead, okay? A Manny Machado bobblehead tomorrow on stream. By the way, everybody, we have this goal. We've been lagging a little bit lately. So here it is again. I'm going to show you guys again. If we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, we will be giving one winning subscriber a Padres Nabil Chrismat jersey. Yeah. Yeah. Subscribe to the channel, everybody. And follow Hog on Instagram to enter. What would that jersey look like? Classic home white. Classic home white Chrismat jersey. The flex space jerseys. The ones that are like $170, $180 bucks. Whoever wins it, I will be buying it and shipping it directly to you. Unless you guys would want a different color, I'm going to do the home whites because that's kind of the safest thing. Profar is ranked top 7% in the league for walks. He has a 14.1% walk rate. That's insane. Walk percentage. That's really insane. It's great. And there it is. So give me your serious predictions, everybody, in St. Louis tomorrow. What are your honest serious predictions? We got to take 2 out of 3. It's going to get more difficult. Milwaukee is going to be even more difficult. What's an acceptable record? 5-5. 5-5. Would you guys be okay if the Padres went 5-5? Meaning that here's what it means to go 5-5. You go 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. You split 2-2 in Milwaukee. And you lose 2 out of 3 against the Mets. You go 5-5. Would y'all take that? Would y'all take 4-6? If the Padres go 4-6, they'd be 34-23. If we do 2-1, big series, guys. Big series tomorrow. We'll take it. We'll take it. And again, everybody, I want to give a props to Mackenzie Gore again. I'm going to get copyrighted. I'm going to get copyrighted, but it's okay. I want to watch Mackenzie Gore's highlights today on stream. I mean, he was unbelievable. He was incredible today. I'm telling y'all, he could literally be the best pitcher in this rotation. I'm serious, he can be the best pitcher in this rotation. Let's take a look at Mackenzie Gore's outing today. I believe we're going to get, you know, this is just a quick clip, but 8 Ks for Gore through 5. Take a look at this clip, everybody. The kid is special. Special. That is such a dirty slider, y'all. It is such a dirty slider. Take a look at this. By the way, everybody, 31% of Gore strikeouts have been from over 97 miles per hour. That's the fifth most, okay, in all of baseball. It's the velo. But all three of those strikeouts by way of the K, it was with the off-speed stuff. It was with the off-speed stuff. And Padres fans, this is early bid, okay? This is the early bid for picture of the year. I'm telling y'all, this picture is early bid for pictures of the year. This just goes hard. Padres fans showed out today. And I do want to talk about Luke Voit. Thank you for this reminder. I do want to talk about Luke Voit. Now, Voit isn't on the Top Hog Hog Watch standings yet, and you would hope that he's able to make a bid. Again, here are your updated standings of the Top Hogs and Hog Washes. But Luke Voit, okay? Here again, here are your updated standings, guys. We are about to go through 50 games in. We're 46 through. Luke Voit has been really, really good, guys, since coming off the IL. 9-game hitting streak. The average is well over 200 now. It's actually nice to see Voit having quality at-bats. Full counts. He's swinging when he needs to. He's being a lot better with the breaking balls, guys. Luke Voit's almost at 210 now. And here's one thing that I've noticed from Luke Voit. He's not swinging at the awful breaking balls anymore. He's not biting on those breaking balls, chat. He's seeing more pitches. And he hasn't connected with those fastballs yet. but he's fouling them off right back to the screen. 2-0, 3-1. He's swinging when he needs to swing. He's swinging when he needs to swing. He just missed two fastballs today. And again, this is Luke Voit's longest hit streak since 2020. He's batting .320 with a .452 on base percentage during this hitting streak. This is great to see. Any kind of Padre who can step up offensively, not named Manny Machado or Eric Hosmer, even Will Myers, is a big win. Is a big, big win. And you would hope, you would think that the power is going to start coming as well with Voit and this kind of production. You would think. But here we go. We're 30-17. This is a big stretch coming up, Friar Faithful. And I mean a big stretch coming up in St. Louis. Manny will be playing tomorrow. Bob Melvin confirmed it. And it's nice to know that they were able to win today without Manny. Listen, it was ugly. We'd be lying to one another. Wouldn't you guys say this was one of the most boring series of the year? I mean, this was a great ending to the game, but let's all admit it. Didn't it just feel like a little boring series? It was nice to get the victory tonight. Grew up in L.A., but disliked the Dodgers for one. Two, it's history and fans. Let's go Padres. I love it. I'm going back to L.A. on tomorrow night. We'll be doing the post-game show Memorial Day right from home, right after the game. But this was a boring series. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad we took two out of three. We could have lost all three. We could have won all three. I'm glad we took two out of three. But don't you just feel like the hype is more when we're on the road? I feel it, at least. No, it was a pretty boring series, man. And that's that. It's just a great win, Friar Faithful. And again, everybody, I have some mock-ups for merchandise coming tomorrow. Maybe some Why Not Us tees, simple hog quarter zips. You guys want a bright yellow hog quarter zip? And maybe nice brown quarter zip? What about some retro colors of a quarter zip? I know all you guys have been asking for the merchandise. I'm telling y'all, I'm getting my first mock-ups tomorrow. We got the YouTube membership probably going to kick off next week, if not the week after that. We're making some big moves here on the Hogwatch, everybody. This was a big-time win, everybody. A big-time win. 3-3 in this past homestand. Yeah, but they came off of what? A 7-2 road trip, so you'll take it. I'll let you all know. Again, everybody, thank you so much for watching me, supporting me. Hey, smash the like button. Follow me on Instagram, everybody, all right? Follow the Hogster on Instagram at the Hogwatch. We may be announcing a part of the bobblehead thing on Instagram tomorrow. Just keep your eye out on the Manny Machado Bobblehead Award, okay? So follow me on Instagram here at the Hogwatch. Follow me on Twitter at the Hogwatch. We are on Apple Podcasts. Everybody, thank you so much for watching me and supporting me. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Happy Memorial Weekend. It's been your boy Hog, everybody, and I'm signing out. Peace. Let's get one more round of Why Not Us's. See y'all tomorrow. Peace.